This morning, I want to talk briefly on what I term take responsibility. Take responsibility. And I read the Message version of Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Galatians 6, 4 and 5. It says, make a careful exploration of who you are. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given. And then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Then, the part that really, really concerned me says, each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. I repeat, each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your life. The NET version says, for each one will carry his own load. Another version says, each one will carry his burden. NCV version says, each person must be responsible for himself. Each person must be responsible for himself. Take responsibility. Now, when you talk about responsibility, it's the state or fact of being responsible, answerable, or accountable for something within one's power, control, or management. It is the state of having a duty to deal with something. So, taking responsibility is to take ownership of your life. And that's what I've come to charge you with this morning. Take ownership of your life. It is to acknowledge your fault. It is to blame no one for where or what you are. It is to know that if you don't do anything, nobody will do it for you. It is to be the major decision maker about your life and destiny. I want us to note, the decisions you made years ago is what makes who you are or what you are today. The decision you are making at the moment will determine who or where you will be tomorrow. So take responsibility. Now, after God made man, he gave him a mandate to take charge of everything, including his life. Then at the fall of man, due to temptation, Adam failed this major role by transferring his responsibilities to God and others. Even Eve did the same, blaming the devil. If you read the account in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 19, you will see what I'm saying. Adam said, it was the woman God gave him that messed him up. The same way many of us blame our wives, blame our husbands for our situation today. He said it was the person God gave. So he was actually blaming God for giving him that woman. He said, it was you that gave me. That's why you have caused trouble for me. The same way today, many of us blame God for not putting us in a billionaire family, for not raising us up in America, for not putting us in the UK, for not putting us in a family that is well educated, or for not allowing, giving us the grace to have a very good education while we were younger. Some blame God for their wives. They blame God for their husband. Some blame God for their bosses at office or work. Some even blame God for their exposure. If not God, why did God? At other times, we blame the devil, like Eve did. Eve blamed the devil. Many times we blame the devil. We say it's ancestral curses. It is the tempter. It is the force of darkness. In fact, it's an attack. Every time we have something to blame for our woes, for our situations. So because it is easy to find someone to blame for our woes, we feel satisfied in our failure, thinking that we could have achieved our aim or more in life if not for some other reasons. Some people will tell you, I would have become so successful in life if not for my wife. Some will tell you, I would have been so great in life if not for this kind of husband that I have. Some will tell you, oh my God, I would have been a great investor if not for the parents that God gave me. Some will tell you it is because of that teacher, that lecturer that said I am of no good. Somebody will tell you, if not that my husband left me, I would have been something. Some will say, if not that my father died, I wouldn't have been here. Excuses. But God will want us this morning to take responsibility. That is our lives. If you look at this text that I read today, it said in verse 4, Galatians chapter 6, it says, make a careful exploration of who you are. You need to look inwards. A careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given. Who are you? Where are you going? Why are you in this world? My sister mentioned the talent. Who are you? He said, make a careful. It is, you. When you say you are making a careful exploration, it's not that just, it's something that you sit, you think about, you work on, you know who you are. He says, and the job and work you have been given. He now said, sink yourself into it. That is your responsibility. That is your life. Be totally absorbed. Be totally sold out into knowing who you want to be in life or who God has created you to be. He said, don't compare yourself with others. A lot of times, we complain. We complain. We blame God because we compare our lives to another people. We just keep comparing. Oh, that guy is fortunate. Maybe it's because he's fortunate. When you now see somebody who has made it, he says, it's because. And so you are bitter. You are hungry. You start to complain. But he now said, each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best. So he's asking us, take responsibility. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for yourself. Carry your own load. You want somebody else to come and carry your load or your burden, you are joking. You must carry your burden and your load. Now, I say responsibility is a state of having a duty to deal with something. You know it's my duty to deal with this situation. Where I find myself today, it's my duty to deal with it. Now, taking responsibility is taking ownership of your life. It is to acknowledge your fault. It is to blame no one for where or what you have. It is to know that if you don't do anything, nobody will do it for you. It is to take a major decision of your life. I repeated that one for emphasis. So, Adam was blaming God for his woes. Eve was blaming the devil. You can imagine one family, one blaming God, one blaming the devil. And then the other one also was still blaming God and the wife. And all of us, most of us are in that bracket. Is that you blame God, you blame devil, or you blame man? Even many blame the economy. Some blame the kind of job they do and the rejection they've had in some places that they try to get offers. Some people will say, because they rejected me at that oil company, that's why my life is like this. No! Take responsibility for your life. Now, let's look at the account of Moses in the Bible. In Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 to 12. Please read that. The people of Israel were thirsty and clamored for water. God told Moses in that scripture, said, go to a rock and speak to the rock. He said, when you speak to the rock, water will come for those people to have. Then, when Moses went to the rock, He went with his staff or the rod, whatever you want to call it. When he got to the rock, he struck the rock because he was angry with those people. He said, they are stiff neck. Hey, do you want us to give you water again? He struck the rock twice. And then water gushed out. You know, God is merciful. Water gushed out. Now, fast forward. Okay, before that time, because of what he did, God saw it as act of faith, lack of faith on his part. God told him, go and speak to the rock. The man went and struck the rock. And God said, because of this, you will not get to the promised land. I read the account. I don't know if anybody has. I read that chapter and I didn't see where Moses said, God, I'm sorry. Or that God, please, change this situation. He accepted what has happened. He accepted his judgment. Having done that, several years later, almost 40 years later, in Deuteronomy chapter 3, you will see the account there. When the people of God now, the people of Israel, were now set to enter the promised land, when they were now about to enter the promised land, Moses started to recount everything that had happened in their journey. In this journey, this happened. In this journey, this happened. The laws of God for the people of Israel, he mentioned it to them. It was like a summary of what had happened for them to be prepared for where they are going. He did that. But something struck me there. After he did a recap of what happened, the laws of God, and he now told them that he won't be going with them. You know, God had told him that you won't enter. He told them he will not be going with them. Instead, Joshua will lead them. Now, imagine Moses that had walked. He had done everything. Another man reaped what he sowed and what he did. His labor. Somebody else took it. Somebody else enjoyed the benefit of everything he had done. Now, Moses was bitter. He was bitter over this. But instead of admitting that he disobeyed God, that he sinned, he shifted the blame. In fact, I was thinking to myself, I said, look, if Moses had taken responsibility, maybe he would have been the one that would lead the people. Maybe he would have been the one that would lead the people to the promised land. But he was bitter that, all this my effort, all this my work. Joshua is now the one that will take an opportunity, you know, that blessing. He was bitter. How did I know? He said, it was because of them. He was telling them. He said, it was because of you people that God was angry with me. He said, it was because of you that God was angry with me. So it's because of you that I will not get to the promised land. Are we not the same today? Many times. We are bitter, we are angry. It's because of that my husband. My husband frustrated me. That's why my life is like this. It is because of my wife. Even of the useless wife that I have, my life would have been better. That was what Moses did. And because of that, Moses did not get... He didn't get what he wanted. Or he would have achieved. So many times when we complain, when we refuse to take responsibility, we will not get to the promised land. So you have to take responsibility for your lives. Proverbs 22:13 talks about a loafer or a lazy man who will always give excuse of a lion that can kill him if he ventured out. He said, there's a lion without. If I go out, it will devour me. The same way many of us, we just give excuses. We give excuses. There's danger. If I venture into that business, there can be trouble. If I cannot invest, I cannot do this. Just give excuses. He said they are loafers. They are lazy people. The man at the pool of Bethesda was there for years because he refused to take responsibility. He was blaming lack of connection. If you read, you understand. When Jesus got to him, he said, I have nobody to push me. So when it is time to jump into the water, nobody. Many of us today, we complain. The kind of father I have, he has no connection. My father has no people. Nobody is helping me. It is because in Nigeria, you need connection. The same way like this man at the pool of Bethesda. We always complain. We always give excuses. Hoping that everything must work around and somebody will just say, go here, go here. No! The guy was there. So many of us are in the same spot today because we keep complaining. We are looking for somebody who will connect us. It doesn't work like that. Take responsibility for your life. Romans chapter 14 verse 12 says, so then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Everyone. That is the way God sees it. You will give account of yourself to God. So you must take responsibility. Carry your load. Carry your load, because at the last day, they will ask you. Some people will tell you it's because they are parents, their husband. It's my husband that does not allow me to serve God. It's my wife that is making me to hate God. You will answer personally on the last day. Take responsibility for your life. Your life is important. When God made you, he made you in his own image. And when you are going back to him, you will go back to him alone. And you will give account and you will be judged. Take responsibility for your life. Like my sister said, and I wrote, remember the parable of the talent. Embrace what you have and trade with it. Then the master can applaud you. Your excuses hold no water before the master. No excuse. It doesn't have meaning. If you grant from today to eternity, God will just be, he won't care. Because your complaint does not hold water. It doesn't have meaning. He has given you everything that pertains to life. Everything that will make you what you are supposed to be, he has given it to you. Take responsibility of your life. Take responsibility. Take charge of your life. I remember when my father passed on. My father passed on, and to the glory of God, he had a house. And that house, to the glory of God, I have a room. Yes, because he shared it and he gave me a room. Hallelujah. That room now, if I go home, I can still sleep there, even though there's no tenant. And then, the money I spend on that house is more than up to today. And then my father had no other asset to share. Nothing whatsoever. I don't know if I've said it here before. All his investment, everything he tried to do, preparing for his retirement, was taken away by his brother, his beloved brother. So the man was scammed. And so he was scammed, and then he was also bitter because he had nothing to pass on to children. Now, should I wait on that and say my father did not leave anything for me? And then choose to remain in poverty? Whereas I see some of my friends that their parents die and the kind of property scattered all over the country is making them to dwell in prosperity. Should I now be complaining that because my father left a room for me in Idore? I value, sir, because that environment itself, the city has moved from that area to another part. So, and the house is clustered. There are houses clustered around. So should I kill myself and say, oh God, my father, till eternity? If my father could not, what am I preparing for my own children? Take responsibility for your lives. But you know one thing I realized? After all said and done, I realized that my father left a legacy. And in that family, he left us and my sibling with the fear of God. And what we call the ESO of Omoluabi. Anywhere we go, we are careful. We cherish our name. We don't want to mess up the name. And do you know that? That fear of God and that name that we carry is actually opening doors for us. But if we do not understand, we will keep blaming our father. Why did you bring us into this world? Some people say it. It was about Olele. Why did you bring me into this world? If you know you cannot take care of me, you cannot do this. At the age of 21, I was my father's father. I was my mother's mother and father. I was taking care of them at 21. So take responsibility. The fact that something has not gone well, the fact that your parents are not this, doesn't matter. Take responsibility. Take hold of your life. then you can matter in life. You see, the easiest and lazy way out of any situation is to blame others. You blame opposition. You blame betrayers. You blame your spouse. You blame your parents. You blame your school. You blame your friends. You blame country. You blame your stature. Some people will tell you, it's because I'm big, I'm fat. Some will say I'm too slim. Some will say my bum bum is too flat. Some will say it's because I have too much. So, you know, different things. Some even blame their neighbors. They just blame. They just keep pushing their responsibility to others. They are irresponsible. Many, on the other hand, will shift their responsibility to God, saying God will do it without doing anything. Oh no, you will tell them everything. Say, oh no, Ashe, in his time, we continue to pray. Brethren, let's continue to pray. You will end up in lack. You must take responsibility, take hold of your life. In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 and 8 to 8, we saw how four lepers took responsibility for their lives. They went to the enemy's camp. They realized that no one will help them if they fail to help themselves. The prodigal son took responsibility by going back to his father. The woman with the issue of blood took responsibility for her well-being. He said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, in Matthew chapter 9. And she pressed with all resistance. She pressed, like my sister said. She failed. She moved further. Failure will not deter me. Failure will not make me fail. She pressed on. And then she was able to touch the hem of his garment. And she was made whole. Press on. Take hold of your lives. There are some factors that affect taking responsibility. Pride. Laziness. Fear. Complacency. You know, people that are complacent, they lack drive. They are comfortable with little. They just don't want to rock the boat. They are just there. Inferiority complex. Some people cannot push. Just feel that this is where we are. Complex. Now, let's quickly look at account of David. You know, I've looked at the account of Moses and him not getting to the promised land. Let's look at David. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, you read that also. David took responsibility when the enemy took away his wives and properties. David and his men came to Ziklag and found out that the Amalekites had attacked and burned their homes. They had taken away their wives and children, including two of David's wives. David and his men wept, self-pity, and sense of helplessness. He wept. That's verse 4 of that chapter. His lieutenants even thought of stoning him. His own lieutenants. Imagine a man in grief. You see that in verse 6. A man in grief, being attacked by his trusted friends or allies. To me, that was enough to give up and blame God. It is enough for frustration and excuses. It is enough to blame and fight the man. Rather, David took responsibility for his life. He realized he had to do something about the unpleasant situation. Taking responsibility, therefore, requires you thinking right. It gives strength. Or encourage himself in the Lord, believing that with God, he can move mountains. He took the responsibility of talking to God for direction. You see that in verse 8. Hence, taking responsibility requires you going to God for direction. He planned for war and acted. You see that in verse 9. He worked on his character by helping a lowly, sick, and hungry young Egyptian. Verses 11 to 12. It was the young boy that led him to where the enemies were. David went after the enemy and God gave him the victory. As a matter of fact, As a man of character, David shared the spoil of war with those people that couldn't go for the war. They were tired. The other guy said, but they didn't fight with us. Then, no. God has worked on him. He is not a man that will say, I will take revenge. No, he has worked on himself. Take responsibility. The fact that some people did not support you in your journey, doesn't mean that you must come back to fight or to destroy them. No! Just know that people that are not supporting you, they are giving you the opportunity to be what God wants you to be. When they told Joseph, his brothers came and they were bound, he said, no. You took me here. You meant it for evil. Well, God actually had a plan. So that's your wife that caused you pain. That's your husband that caused you pain. That's your divorce. That's your father. Everything is supposed to work for good if you take responsibility. Take hold of your life. As a matter of fact, he gave to his allies, a nice man. So please, know that God did not do anything for David while he was crying. He didn't give him anything. He didn't answer him while he was crying and living in self-pity. There was no response from heaven. He only intervened when he took action. When he went to God, God answered. When he went for war, God backed him up. If you don't take responsibility, if you don't act on your life, there will be nothing to back you up. Because everything that you need to make it has been given to you. But the moment you take a step of faith, God will see you through. Are you sick? Take responsibility. Are you poor? Take responsibility. Is your marriage in a bad state? Take responsibility. Are you having issues in your academics? Take responsibility. Take responsibility for your spiritual growth, financial liberty or liberation, your health or well-being, your wealth, your happiness. Take responsibility. In every situation, take responsibility and hold on to your mistakes. Hold up to your mistakes. You see, if anything happens, if you look inward, if you check very well, you will know where you have also messed up. You will realize, you will see where you did not do something that will have averted something. Take responsibility. Stop playing the blame game. Make time for self-reflection. Take accountability. Be mindful of excuses. Take responsibility to make changes. Your destiny is in your hands. Well, let me conclude. If you don't take responsibility for your life, nobody will. Your excuses will amount to nothing before God, no matter how genuine they seem. Shall we rise up to pray? Tell your neighbor, take responsibility. I want you to pray that God will help you to be faithful, to be truthful to yourself, rather. That God will help you. Let's be truthful to ourselves. Let's be truthful for ourselves. Pray that God will help you to be truthful to yourself. Pray that God will help you. I'm pushing blame. It is this person. It is something that happened. It has happened now. The past is past. It's gone. We are in a now. So take responsibility for today so that tomorrow will be better. Pray to God. Then ask God to help you take responsibility for your life. Help me, Lord, to take responsibility for my life. Thank you, Father. Pray also that God will help you to see the way he sees. God will help you to see the way he sees. Thank you, Lord. Please bring your prayer to a close. And so, our Heavenly Father, we give you glory. We thank you for the word you have sent to us, O God. Lord, we pray that you help us to take charge of our lives, to carry our loads, and to know that only you can help us. Help us to take responsibility, Lord. Help us, O God Almighty, not to be amongst those who will be trading blames, but to take responsibility and come to you. And let our lives be meaningful. Let our lives change for good. We thank you, Almighty Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Please let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Let's say surely to someone, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. All the days of your life shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Good morning. Have a great week.